The Pistons and Pacers playing out the rest of the season, but the Chicago Bulls still have a chance of making the NBA's play-in tournament. Chicago pulled off the season sweep of the Charlotte Hornets with a 120-99 win. Nikola Vucevic had 29 points and 14 rebounds to lead the Bulls. The Pistons broke a four-game losing streak with a 111-97 victory over the Memphis Grizzlies. Wayne Ellington and Corey Joseph each had 18 points to lead Detroit. And Indiana got 31 points from former Michigan Wolverine Caris LeVert in a 133-126 win over the Atlanta Hawks. Back to baseball and back to the loss column for the Detroit Tigers. After holding on to a 9-8 lead in the top of the eighth, Boston scored four times in the bottom of the eighth for a 12-9 victory over the Tigers. Detroit's back at home tonight at Comerica Park to face the Minnesota Twins at 7:10. The pregame show on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM and Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM is at 6:50. In the NHL, the playoffs are also out of the question for the Chicago Blackhawks and the Detroit Red Wings. The Blackhawks got a pair of goals from Alex DeBrincat. The second one came in overtime to give the Hawks a 2-1 overtime win over the NHL-leading Carolina Hurricanes. Minor league baseball, South Bend falls to Quad Cities 9-6. It's the South Bend Cubs' first loss of the year. West Michigan beat Fort Wayne 6-3 for the Whitecaps' first victory. Lake County over Lansing 7-6. And Great Lakes beat Dayton 1-0 in a game shortened to six innings. Junior college sports, Lake Michigan College in Kalamazoo Valley playing a doubleheader in baseball. And Kalamazoo takes game number one 9-1. LMC takes game two 9-6. High school sports news, the Michigan High School Athletic Association announced that starting next year, there will be a girls' individual state wrestling tournament. In the 2019-20 season, there were 401 girls wrestling in the state, up from 250 2 years earlier. Girls can now choose to wrestle in either the boys or the new girls' state wrestling tournaments. On the scoreboard, we had a lot of games called off because of the weather. In baseball, Lakeshore swept a doubleheader with Kalamazoo Central 6-3 and 11-0. Decatur swept Marcellus 5-2 and then 15-2. And Medlin takes two games from Hartford 19-3 and 8-2. Softball, it was Lakeshore over Kalamazoo Central 11-0 and 15-2. Bridgman over Eau Claire 28-0 and 15-0. Dwajak sweeps Brandywine 14-4 and 14-2. Decatur over Marcellus 4-3 and 11-7. And Mendon takes two games from Hartford 5-4 and 7-4. In girls soccer, it was Edwardsburg over Dwajak 4-2. Allegan and Three Rivers play to a 1-1 tie. Bangor shut out Brandywine 2-0. Comstock beat Hartford 9-4. And Holland blanked Fenville 3-0. And coming up today, after 2 years, it's the return of a St. Joe Benton Harbor Rotary Track Meet. Prelims begin at 4 o'clock at Steve Upton Field at Dickinson Stadium in St. Joe. For more sports and scores from last night, and schedule today's games, visit the podcast page on this station's website. With your sports update for Friday, May 7th, I'm Dave Wolf.